I'm here today with Samantha Estimew. She's the operations manager at Awatan. How are you doing today, Samantha?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good. The week is in full swing.
Happy dance.
For sure. Can you give us some background on some of the programming that Awatan offers the community?
Absolutely. We moved to a beautiful new facility in the southeast, and we're offering a lot of cultural programs for families, individuals, and youth and children of all ages. I think some programs that I would love to highlight is our men's healing circle, and we have a women's healing circle, we have youth healing circles, we have beading programs where we provide all the supplies. You could be beginner to intermediate beader. It's just a chance to be social, get out of the house, learn some teachings, and be social with each other and have fun.
That sounds amazing. Now let's talk a little bit about the men's healing circle. How often does it happen and how do people get involved with it?
So we have a men's healing circle every Wednesday evening. And this is at our new facility in the southeast. So it's unit 225, 28th Street, southeast. So on Wednesday evenings, we have supper. The men, they do with an elder and with a men's worker and with a men's trauma therapist. Oh. They get together, they have food, they drum, and then they do the healing circle themselves that is elder-led. And then there's also support for individuals for after the circle. So this could be individual elder support, mental health support, referrals for food, shelter. And then also it's just a great opportunity for cultural connections for men who are usually and often left out of programming.
I've noticed when I'm looking for events that there definitely are quite a few less events specifically for Indigenous men in the community. So that's great that you're offering that program. Now, is the women's group a similar thing, just on a different night?
Yes. So we have the Women's Healing Circle on Monday night, very similar, from 5 to 7:30. And then we also offer a circle on Wednesday during lunchtime. The circle is to increase awareness around the effects of family violence. So it is an elder-led circle, but there's more teachings around family violence. So this could help with safety planning. For example, if you are involved in a family violence relationship, we're here to support you to try to keep you safe and for you to help to keep your children safe.
Yeah, that sounds like an incredible program as well. Now, the one thing that I did notice was all the youth programming that you have, like you have the kids night and the teen night. Now, when I was growing up, my kokum used to always harp on me to be busy. You know, she always used to say idle hands, right? She'd always say, you got to get out there. You got to have things to do so you don't get yourself in trouble. Now, what are some of the things that the groups are doing for the teen night and the youth night?
Well, what we like to do with our kids is to get away from the screen. As you know, with today, our children are constantly connected on social media. They're constantly on their phone. This is a chance for them to build connections with like you through cultural connections. It's more cultural based. Yep. So this could be beading, sewing, craft, music, dance. And so the youth leaders are amazing. Our Indigenous youth leaders are just phenomenal in giving the youth something to inspire to, that you can live a clean, healthy lifestyle. And I think they do that through activities to show them that there is more out there. There's more for our Indigenous youth and show them different opportunities that they have right at their fingertips.
Well, that's incredible work, because that's important for, you know, our young people to know that it's a great big world out there and, you know, it's all at their fingertips. If they really want to do something, they can find a way to do it. Now, if people want to take part in this programming, what is the best way to get in touch with you so they can register, or do they have to register?
No, you used to have to register, but we found that that was an extra unnecessary step. Let's just show up and join in on these things. And so if you need more information, our Facebook is always up to date with what's happening that day and a monthly calendar. Or you can call and speak to our lovely receptionist at 403-531-1880 and extension 100. And she can let you know what's going on that day or that week, that month. But I would suggest go on to our Awatan Facebook and everything is there at your fingertips.
Perfect. Okay, Samantha, thank you so much for the work that you guys do in the community and for spending a few short minutes today to just kind of fill us in on all that work and how people can take part.
Oh, thank you. Well, Allian.